TV.
I'm telling you, this depression can be nasty. Nasty.
It like hits every afternoon.
You know, like about 3 o'clock.
But when I get up at 3 in the morning, everything, sunshine and roses
at 3 in the morning, everything's absolutely fantastic. Best time of day. When the sun comes up, things start to go south. I mean, I'm already pretty far down south. I was looking for my Kratom. I was going to show you. Kratom helps me get by. It's an herb found in Indonesia. Anyway, yeah, if you have mood issues, you might want to check it out. But be careful. It's illegal in 7 states. It's legal here. I wouldn't do anything illegal here. But it's legal in Florida. Well, it just gives you like this sense of like you can handle things. A sense of peace. Yeah, I mean, God made it. It's 100% natural. And, I mean, it's addictive like coffee. In fact, it's a relative of the coffee plant. People use it to get off heroin because it imitates the opioids. It's not an opioid, but it imitates it. So it helps people get off heroin because I guess it gives them a similar feeling. I don't know. It's really mellow. And when it lets you down easy, easy. But see, I don't take it all day. That'd be abuse, right? So I just take it 3 times a day. Oh, well. Martin Zender here, once again, from the edge of everything. And people ask me, Martin, are you excited about the snatching away? And you know what I say. If you've been one of those who ask me, my standard answer is no, I'm not. And serious, I am not excited about the snatching away. Why? Because I don't know. I mean, I know it's going to happen. I want it to happen. I can't wait for it to happen. I lust for it to happen. But I'm not excited about it because I don't know anything about it. I mean, I know it's coming. I know that we're going to be, I know about it, what Paul says about it, that we'll be snatched away. Yeah, sounds good. Taken away from earth, like it so far. Made immortal, like it so far. Meet all the dead saints, including Tryphena and Tryphosa, like it so far. And then be in heaven. What's that like? I don't know. I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. I'm just not excited about it. I don't get up every morning. Who is snatching away will be today? I would be a terrible contestant on The Price is Right. I would be a total failure. I mean, if they got a whiff of my enthusiasm for stuff, they would immediately make sure you don't tell that guy to come on down. I just see me in the showcase. Martin Zender, you have won a 2021 Ferrari and a free trip to Hawaii for 2 months. I'd be like, oh, yeah, that sounds pretty good. Like, how much would it cost to, like, repair the carburetor of the Ferrari? Yeah. I would be a total letdown. Total letdown. What would make me excited? If they told me, well, never mind. So, I was talking to somebody who was a little disturbed about my talks on the promises of God. It was actually I didn't think it was a good reason, but I can kind of understand it. It's like God makes promises, but then it's so long, so long, so long. And I said to this person, yeah, no, but that was the point of the video. It's not like God gives a date. And this person said, well, it's just a long wait. It's a long wait. I said, I know it is. And then this person brought up something that I hadn't thought of, that kind of a good point. And I had to come up with a counterpoint. And my counterpoint impressed me so much, I thought, I got to make a show about this. So the thing was, well, when God said through his son, Jesus Christ, that the kingdom was near. When he was on earth, he said, the kingdom of the heavens is near. Near is the kingdom of the heavens. Near is the kingdom of the heavens. I think John the Baptist said it too. It was all the rage. All the rage. And then on Pentecost, 50 days after Jesus Christ rose from the dead, Peter's heralding, speaking, everybody can hear him in his own language. Miracles are happening. The lame are walking. The blind are seeing. Surely the kingdom is near. And it was. But the people went through a terrible thing. They got the kingdom pulled out from under them because they were turned away for unbelief. That's right. Israel at the door of the kingdom was turned away because of unbelief. Well, they crucified their Messiah, which was not good. Not good. Could you just not crucify the Messiah? No, we have to. Okay, well, you're not coming into the kingdom then. And then you can ask, well, when did that ever happen? Is there any precedent for that? Well, there sure is. Israel in the wilderness, having come out of Egypt, wandering in the wilderness, and they get to the door of the promised land. They're a day's walk away. Not just a hop over the fence, really. Hop over the fence. And what happened? The leaders trembled because of the size and the arsenals, the foul attitude, the hair follicles of the Canaanites. They were probably also wearing sweatpants and Crocs, which scared the hell out of everybody. That I can understand. But there were two men, Joshua and Caleb, who said, God said we could do this. Let's do this. I guess that wasn't enough. Two people. Anyway, they had to wander in the... Can you imagine this? They're wandering in the wilderness after that for 40 years. Because they didn't believe that God could push them through. They didn't believe God's promise. God says, I will take care of you. I'll do the mighty works. I mean, my God, they saw him part the Red Sea. They got miracle food every day. The manna and the quail. The quail would drop dead. It's like, take me, eat me. Here I am, a quail. A quail just for you. And now I take my last breath. Father, into your hands. I commit my spirit. And then the quail would die. And then people would eat the quail. And water from the rock. That was pretty good. By the way, how do they make milk from cashews? You see cashew milk and almond milk. How do you get milk from an almond or a cashew? Do you like wring it? I always wondered about that. So they're turned away twice in their history, majorly. I mean, they're probably turned away more than that, but majorly. So then the question came up, the snatching away. You see, the snatching away. And the question is, what if we are at the door of the snatching away? The day it's planned to happen, only God knows the day. But somehow, we're aware of the day. Like we think, because of the 6-1 plan, the 6,000 years of man, the 1,000-year kingdom on the earth, and that we have to be out of here before 6,000 years has expired. And you can count the years from Adam by the birth and death of certain people, the reigns of kings. There's a continuous connected chronology. Count the years from Adam. So we know we're close. What if the snatching away is withdrawn? What if we think we don't have any more than 2 years on this earth, or maybe 2 months? And then all of a sudden we find out that, nope, it didn't come. And why would it not come if it's scheduled to come? Didn't it happen with Israel in the wilderness? They were turned away, right at the door, turned away. And when Jesus was on earth during the time of Pentecost, they were right at the door again. If the leadership in Jerusalem had accepted Jesus as their Messiah, the kingdom would have been ushered in right then. Where would we have been? That's another story. Turned away in both instances for unbelief. So why wouldn't that happen with a snatching away? I'll tell you why, and it's the revelation of the day. Because the snatching away doesn't depend on our belief. We're the body of Christ, baby. Everything happens without us. We were chosen beforehand, before the disruption, so nothing we do during our life is going to foul it up because we're chosen before the disruption of the world. It doesn't depend on our behavior. 2 Timothy 1:9, God does not call us in accord with our acts. Oh, let me read you 1 Thessalonians 5:10. Are you ready for this? Talking about Christ who died for our sakes, that whether we may be watching or drowsing, we should be living at the same time together with him. Watching or drowsing. You can be watching, waiting for it, or you can be like, he'll probably never show up. I know people think it might be 500 years. Well, guess what? God and Christ don't care what they think. They're getting snatched away when it's time to get snatched away. No matter if they have faith in it or not. I mean, you have to have faith to be in the body of Christ. Don't get me wrong. Don't misunderstand. God gives that faith. But once you're in the body of Christ, see, God gives faith to those he chose beforehand. That's how it works. But once you have the faith, then the snatching away will happen whether you're into it, whether you dig it, whether you're excited about it, whether you're not excited about it, whether you've given up on all this scripture business, whether you don't want to hear another word about God. I'm tired of it. Tired of waiting. It's going to be 500 years. He'll never show up. Blah, blah, blah. Boom. Next minute, snatched away. Ooh, what happened? What happened? God doesn't care about your opinion. Doesn't care about your belief. Can't say that about Israel.
Oh, well, they were very disobedient. They looked at all my miracles and they disregarded them. They don't have much respect for me. Why? I'm sorry, but I'm going to make them wander the wilderness for 40 more years. That'll teach them a lesson.
And then, during Pentecost, in the year 33,
why? I sent my own son and they killed him. That wasn't very nice. And now I have Peter speaking in a miraculous language that everybody can hear. One of my best miracles ever. And the stupid leaders just don't get it. They take him into the synagogue and beat the crap out of him. Well, I'll teach him a lesson. 2,000 years wandering in the wilderness. This time, ho ho.
Well, it's not that way with us, because our entire call is based upon grace, and nothing we can do can stay the hand of God. This thing, the snatching away, is on schedule. And nothing you can do, not even your unbelief in it, will stop it. That's right. Where this isn't like Israel. This isn't like the calling depends on your behavior. This is like the transcendent grace of God, that whether we're watching or drowsing, we will be, as a body, snatched away with Christ, together with the dead in Christ, who shall rise first, and we will be ever with the Lord.
With you, I can be sad. With you, just take my hand and fly.